Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tim Balcom, the newly named president of Shaw Industries. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us this time. Yeah, it's just been announced that you're the head, the president of Shaw Industries. That's a position that's been left open since Randy Merritt retired. You know, I want to go into some things about what this role means and where you think you can end up taking this company. But first, let me just real quick remind our listeners a little bit of your background, if you don't mind. You grew up in South Carolina. You worked at Shaw for 25 years, but actually had some history prior to that. You helped put yourself through college at the University of South Carolina, where you studied mechanical engineering by working at a PepsiCo bottling company. Then you got with DuPont. You were a textile process engineer for a while. Then you were assigned to the Tom McAndrews team, and you helped that whole launch of Stainmaster. I think that's a very interesting background. Your nickname at DuPont, because you called on Shaw, instead of Tim Balcom, it was Shawcom, because you were representing Shaw's interest to DuPont, and eventually Shaw liked you so much that you came over there. You helped launch Shaw Contract. I mean, you came to Shaw in 98. That's about when Shaw Contract was starting to develop itself. And Shaw Contract, most people know in this business now, is the leading brand in the commercial specified business. So you had a lot of experience there. The last 3 years you've spent over on the residential side and made a big difference there, shifted some branding focus around, and now you've been promoted. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kemp. And I'll say one of the things, both at DuPont and Pepsi and here, I've always been privileged to just work around some great people, and the lessons I've tried to learn over the years have really been exciting to me, and I want to continue to learn. I think being a learner is one of the most important things we can be.
It's our estimate. I know you're a Berkshire Hathaway company, but this is a $6 billion company with 22,000 employees, so that's a massive company that you're the head of now. So it's a challenge, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly something that I'm humbled by and take very seriously, and certainly part of Vance's leadership team, along with David Morgan and Mike Fromm and Ken Jackson and Susan Ferris. Together, we believe that we can continue to move this enterprise forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about scale for a minute, I've got 16,000 readers. You've got 22,000 fellow associates, so that's a lot of people to know, isn't it?
It is, and we want to continue to bring both of those numbers upward. You do a great job with your magazine, and I know I benefit from reading it. I know the other 15,999 do also.
You know, I was looking at your website this morning prior to this interview, and I see some people. You have a sampling of the people who work at Shaw, and some of the people there, and it's part of the Shaw culture, but they're second and third generation there working at Shaw Industries. So, I mean, that's part of who Shaw is. It's a lot about promote from within and grow people, and that's what makes Shaw who Shaw is, right?
It really is, and part of what attracted me really to North Georgia and Shaw in particular is this sort of self-sufficient, self-reliant culture that tries to figure things out, tries to identify problems and solve them. And I think that's true for our community. I think it's true for our company, and I think it is sort of an old-school value. In fact, as we recruit at the college level and introduce people to our training program, we kind of have to reprogram. I think they come through college expecting to work for 14 different companies over their careers. Mm-hmm. And while certainly some people start with Shaw and go on to other places, we want to tell people they have every option to continue to have 14 different experiences all under the Shaw umbrella.
Like in your personal experience, you being a textile engineer and then leading the branding charge, the Stainmaster situation, and then you come to Shaw and all the many jobs you've had there. Tim, when we look at the diversity of your background and engineering background and then leading marketing, talk about how those two past experiences can kind of meld together to help Shaw's future.
Well, one of the things that I've learned along the way and had some great mentors is this concept of design thinking, which is to identify a problem that, if solved, could make a substantial improvement. That question, how might we? And it's always might and we are the two most important things. How do you bring people together and solve those problems? And we've seen that through branding, through engineering changes, through organizational changes. And I think there's a common thread that looks out and focuses.
You know, one of the things that Shaw's done, and we could just by the recent past of looking at some decisions they've made, for many years you made almost everything you sold. And now you sometimes you look at a situation and you decide that maybe sourcing is better than making, but yet under your still stringent quality control. So that's a change for Shaw, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I think that it's by looking out at the market and recognizing that we always value strength. But in today's market that's changing so fast, we also are having to add flexibility and agility to that strength. We recognize that we are fully committed to manufacturing, domestic manufacturing, something we're very proud of. But we also recognize that the pace of change right now means that we're going to have to keep more lines in the water, so to speak, and merge both a make and buy strategy to stay ahead of a rapidly changing landscape of products and ways you get the products to market. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're coming off of a tremendous growth. You and I did an interview back at your line dealer convention. We're talking about Shaw in 18 grew probably twice the pace of the market, a 7% growth. But what will the future bring? You know, we talk about multi-layered flooring. That's a technology. We know about installation labor issues and the lack of good quality craftsmen in the business there. We see what's going on with Amazon and the retail. And some of these things are going to be more formulated under your guidance and leadership. So it's going to be an interesting time for you.
It is. And I see some commonalities. One of the things that we see as the market moves to a different balance between soft surface and hard surface, then those hard lines of division between commercial and residential start to blur. In fact, in our own lives, we're seeing how we work and how we live starting to blur. You know, Kemp, we really made a bad deal years ago. We didn't realize it, but in exchange for casual Friday and giving up our necktie, we said we'd be available 24/7, 365. So how we work and how we live are coming together. You know, we're seeing corporate offices that want to look more like a Starbucks and Starbucks that wants to be your third place and look like your den. So I see us starting to conceive how does residential and commercial come together a little bit more. I see that as exciting. You know, certainly stay focused and separate, but also get common where we can. You know, we talked at our convention about this intense focus on consumer insight and how do we take insights to actions quicker. That's why we're looking at make and buy in addition to our proud legacy of manufacturing. We know that brands have to be more meaningful because with so much to choose from, we know that brands are the short circuit way for the consumer to gain confidence. We recognize our portfolio has to change because technology is bringing together things like multi-layer flooring that they were not there before. And we also have to understand retail installed pricing. We've historically focused on wholesale material pricing. And as we make that pivot and bring that together, we believe that it will help our customers be more profitable. One of the things that we know is that the ability for the world to make products is massive, but nothing happens till a sale happens. And typically, a sale doesn't happen till a relationship's been earned. And so that's how we see that. And those are a common thread for us between residential and commercial.
Exciting thoughts that you're telling us because, you know, when you start thinking about Shaw, some of the background, manufacturing focused company, and now we're talking about most of what you just said, market insight, branding. So I'm looking forward to some of the changes that I know we'll see under your leadership. And congratulations again on this promotion, and thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Tim Balcom, the new president of Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.